Hey, what's up, everybody? It's The Voice, and I'm here with another episode of Drunken Lullabies. You know the deal. We're here. We drink craft beer. We have fun. And it's all brought to you by Distill Brewery. And Distill was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting Bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Decara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone, with options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania. Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us. Support flavor. Drink Distill. Oh, hi. I didn't see you over there.
Oh, hello.
We're joined by a few special guests this week. You're not just going to listen to me drink by myself. That'd be really weird and kind of sad.
That's a show I would get behind, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
One man show. Really drunken lullabies.
Drinking by myself.
Yeah.
Dustin Wyckoff.
Yeah. An alcoholic's journey. But anyway, we're going to start around the table. Thanks to White Oak, we're recording here at White Oak HQ. We just wrapped a nice episode of Craft Beer Digest that you guys can enjoy, I think, tomorrow. But we're here. We got a returning guest. It's been a little while since he's been on the show. Last time was in the old brewery before you guys moved down the road.
I think actually the last time I was on was the For What It's Worth homebrew competition.
I want to say that was actually before.
Was it?
Okay. Yes. We did an episode. I believe that was the last time you were on as well.
Yeah.
As I look at you, Jeremy.
With, Katie Weish.
And yeah. Katie, yeah. Yes. And that was back when I had a co-host, Blake Szymanski. So, Tim and Jeremy, welcome back to the fold.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be and back. We're also joined by a newcomer to the show. I don't know if he knows what he's in for, but he heard free beer.
I'm along for the ride.
Yeah, and he's like, okay. I'm cool. I'll do what you know, whatever. But Nathan, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So yeah, the name of the game is craft beer, and we have craft beer to drink.
Oh my God,
and
I love craft beer.
Here's the first one. This is a Central Waters barley wine ale. Because what better way to start the show than with a double digit barley wine?
BIL.
Why not?
All right, barley wine is life, so says Jeremy.
Hashtag.
It may. Hashtag I'm just going to say it may not be quite like the Triton. I believe that was the last barley wine we featured on this show. It was fantastic. And you were so gracious as to bring me another crowler of that today.
Well, I knew that you loved it because you told me at least twice.
I
heard it on Craft Beer Digest.
Yes.
So I thought the least I could do is bring you some more.
Well, I graciously appreciate that kind gesture. But let's find out a little bit about this beer. According to Untappd, which if I can pull it up here, it's a barley wine that's made in Michigan.
How about that?
Now, it's a 2017. So technically, this is out of production, guys.
Oh, this is some vintage.
This is vintage. Whoa. It's 14.3%, 80 IBUs.
Best that it's vintage. That.
Right. But it is. It's a. It says vintage of Brewer's Reserve Bourbon Barrel Barley Wine.
I like all those words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
Because it has words on it.
Lots
and
of words.
This was a leftover from a bottle share that I had last fall that we didn't get to.
Nice.
So what that means is they're just providing future content for future episodes. So thank you to whoever brought this to the bottle share. Sorry we didn't get to it that day, but we're getting to it now.
Getting
hope you enjoy.
Mm.
But yeah, that is bourbon-y.
Yeah, very much so.
Ooh.
It's pretty nice.
I really enjoy it.
This is, by the way, it says on the bottle, a winner of the gold medal in the 2008... Great American Beer Festival.
How about that? This is a 2017, so this is like nine years after its prime.
This is like a trailblazer in the barley wine.
Yeah, it would seem so.
I mean, how many people were really making barley wines in 2008?
Yeah.
And how many people were drinking them and enjoying them?
This is pre-barley wine boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Then it blew everybody's mind.
So. Mm-hmm. Now, since you were last on, Tim, you've become somewhat of a distill viral video superstar.
I've had a little bit of a rise.
Yeah. What's that all about?
And I mean the shows, pretty much.
Yeah. You are now to the stage of your career where you're having beers made by other breweries named after you.
Well,
and your catchphrases.
Yeah, the catchphrase, because I'm not really special enough, but people recognize the catchphrase. Whereas,
let's hear it. Let's have a good read of it.
All right. Take one.
Okay. Action.
Oh, hello.
Oh, damn it! I stepped on his line. Shoot. Okay. Retake.
All right. You say action, and then I'll go.
Take two, roll for sound, action.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there.
That's it. That's the money shot.
Yeah, that's the money right there.
I mean, it's amazing that we can, every week, catch Tim off guard when he doesn't realize
and he's
we're
always
there.
Hanging in front of that damn fireplace.
I mean, he does. That's what he likes to do on Friday mornings.
You'd think he was old. He's always hanging in front of it.
All right, real talk for a sec. Let me... that fireplace does get real hot.
I can imagine.
And there's been times where we've had to take like at least 30 takes because either I haven't had my coffee or I come in just slightly.
So you're
hungover.
Saying you're a diva?
No,
like, no. Just needs like roses and stuff.
Some shoots go longer than
some
others.
Some are great. Some are not. You know.
And we do have I have a collection of outtakes that I'll put together.
Oh yeah, like a B-reel.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Once I feel like I have enough.
Coming later in 2018.
I've actually seen some of these and they're pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always funny when you mess up.
An NSFW reel or do you keep it?
I mean,
you keep it PG?
I saw one of Whitney when they were in the cooler and like she was looking at Tim. At Tim.
My name is Tim.
Sorry.
Have you not met Nathan before?
She was or looking two, at, depending on she was looking at the camera instead of at Tim and she was like, oh
yeah.
Oh, ooh.
I mean, there's maybe some F bombs or some shits. Like, you know, when you mess up, you have to exclaim some sort of word.
There's definitely some swearing here and there.
It happens. We're all adults.
But I mean, that's the blooper reel. That's what you get.
Yeah. Well, this beer is not one for the blooper reel.
This is really good.
Yeah, this is pretty.
This is very tasty.
Pretty good.
It made me feel nice.
The sweetness
just
hides
little,
the booziness.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
I need that.
The
like if it's too boozy,
a lot
it's
of times,
tough for me
that's
sometimes.
What you get with these beers right off the bat, and so I'm kind of glad that it's had a year to mellow out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of lethal, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not too bad.
That's why we're splitting
warm.
A single bottle, 12 ounces split between four gentlemen.
Yeah. I'm just going to take the water.
Yeah, you can kill it. Here. You've got a shorter drive home than I do.
That's true.
And
I didn't have a podcast beforehand.
That's true. Yeah, yep. This is podcasting is life. Hashtag PIL.
Yeah.
That's my life. But yeah, so this is our first beer, and we have more to drink, but we're going to throw it to our first song from our band of the week. And our band of the week is One Flew West, and they are out of Denver, Colorado. And they actually formed in Longmont, Colorado in 2014. They have since relocated to Denver, and their brand of folk-influenced pop rock with punk personality has regularly earned them on lists of up-and-coming bands. They have placed in the top three of the KTCL 93.3 Hometown for the Holidays competition and have also performed at the big gig at Fiddler's Green Amphitheater, and they were named a band to watch by CBS Denver. They've toured and performed with such bands as Plain White Tees, The Dirty Heads, The Wombats, Highly Suspect, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Cold War Kids, among others. But we've got a newer song from them from their brand new EP called Trial and Error. This is the title track, called Trial and Error. And you're going to hear it right now because this is One Flew West here on Drunken Lullabies.
Well, I know no one's listening, but I gotta get a little something off my chest. Off my chest. I'm sick of seeing turning heads. There's nothing close to normal. just wanna say fuck you in a million different ways. Cause no one ever learns from trial and error these days. You gotta sleep in the beds that you made. Cause no one ever learns from trial and error these days.
Heart-shaped.
They are. They're heart-shaped antacids.
Like, I haven't had one probably since I was in my teens. And they're still tasting.
I eat them every year. Remember.
Nothing says I love you like...
horrible.
Like, giving somebody something in the shape of a heart that will...
That just gave me the shivers. I just got a barley wine shake.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
All right. Well, that was One Flew West with Trial and Error. And while we... Shake it off with the barley wine. We've got more beer for you. You guys okay with that?
Taylor Swift?
Yes, really, actually.
It's a pop culture reference. We used to have a drinking game back in the early days where every time I made a pop culture reference, the Drunkomaniacs at home had to take a drink.
Yeah,
but I since got rid of that.
Why is that?
I'm trying to seem more professional. Seem being the operative word.
But you're only making fun of the unprofessional by doing that game.
Am I?
No.
I mean, I feel as long as you reference it in every podcast, the people, quote-unquote, playing it on.
I think drinking games have a time and place. But I think if you're trying to drink a beer to enjoy it and intelligently discuss it, that makes it difficult.
True. The drinking game wasn't for us.
Yes.
And now we... We're going to pass that over here. This is a freshy crowler from Distill. Jeremy, you brought this over a little bit ago. It's a cranberry cider, which is something I have not had. And it's 6%, canned on Pi Day, 314.
All right.
Because that's when we're recording this.
Oh, sad news yesterday.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking, passing on Pi Day.
Did you also realize it was Albert Einstein's birthday?
No shit.
Pi Day is Albert Einstein's birthday, and it was the death of Stephen Hawking.
Huh?
He died yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Depending upon what time zone.
I thought it was this morning.
What time zone you were in?
I said he died this morning.
I saw it last night, but I was up kind of late.
They even brought it on the news. They said that the same Albert Einstein's birthday was the death of Stephen Hawking, same date, and it was Pi Day.
The news report that I saw was dated on the 13th, so I don't know if they saw the future.
I wonder if he was trying to hold on for Pi Day.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's pretty
too
awesome.
Soon.
Yeah.
Awesome, sorry. But bad. You know what I mean? Like, and great coincidence.
The last thing I'm going to say, and then I promise.
Yeah, I hope it's not you're a guest on a podcast where you're required to talk.
About not beer.
Oh, okay.
He was diagnosed at the age of 22 with a life expectancy at that point of 6 months.
Yeah, they made a movie about it. Yeah.
So the fact that he got to 76.
Yeah. Good on him.
Yeah. And paved the way for a lot of physics people.
And seemed to have a sense of humor, which is good, you know.
He was in all kinds of good shows.
Yeah. I mean, if you're having a robot talk for you, I think you have to have some sense of humor.
Yeah, he even used his like voice and like speeches and music. Like, yeah. You listen to certain music, you hear Stephen Hawking. Like,
and he's been on several TV shows.
Totally. Uh-huh.
The Simpsons.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Yep, that makes sense.
Anyway.
Was he on Family Guy?
That'd be a great cheers to Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, raise it it up to Stephen Hawking.
Hell yeah.
All right, the bro.
Thanks.
All right. Now, Tim, did you have anything to do with this beverage? It's a apple cider with cranberry.
Yeah,
so it's very good for urinary tract infections.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Actually, at least that's what I'm led
and
to believe.
And it pairs well with these.
With the Conversation Hearts.
Yeah.
Dollar General closeout sale.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
That box, a whole quarter.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a four-pack for a dollar.
Definitely got your money.
You know what? I may send you guys home with a care package because I got another unopened four-pack. And
I'm
you,
just going to pass
you guys,
right around.
You guys can enjoy, you know, exchanging hearts. Mine's blank, so I mean, fuck me, right?
They don't even do a really good job of getting the message actually on the heart.
Yeah,
this has
that's why they're a quarter.
Yeah,
mine's blank.
I mean, like when you're mass producing love like this, you can't really hit it.
Yeah, you can't have high standards.
And you know what? Yeah. Like, I want to acknowledge your guys's love is not mass produced. I got the save the date in the mail this week. Thank you very much for that, guys. You are my favorite men in love, and I can't wait to.
Are we the only?
No, you're not actually.
Well, now I don't feel special.
Well, but no, you should because you're my favorite.
Good.
There you go. But yeah, I look forward to celebrating down the road later this year. Now that was just to save the date, so there's going to be like a fancy invitation.
Yeah,
okay, because Freckles was curious. She's like. There's going to be like another one later. I'm like,
well, here's
this
the thing. When I was growing up, we never got save the dates.
That's a thing that's happened.
My parents always just got the invitation with the little piece of wax paper in the center, and you're like, oh, got to save the date, and then it goes in the garbage. Or not in the garbage, but you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Save the date is like...
No, you put it on the back of the fridge underneath
some of my
the
family have asked.
Oh, it's they're on like, the front of our fridge.
They're like, so is this the formal invitation? And I'm like, no, this is just letting you know that this is the save the date.
Jeremy's making a terrible face.
Yeah, conversation hearts are not... Hearts. They're not paired well with the cranberry.
Well, I didn't realize
they different flavor?
Lemon. Yeah, that one was lemon, and it was like...
Yeah.
Like, made me throw up in my mouth.
It could have been banana, I guess, maybe. I don't think banana would pair well.
I mean, banana would be way better than that lemon I just had.
Yeah. Woo. So, I was not there when they put this together.
Okay.
I did hear them talking about like, well, we've got extra cranberry that we're not using, so let's see what happens. And this is actually the first time that I've tried this because I just haven't had time to taste through some of the beers in the tap room. But it's actually... Well, not actually. It's really nice. You still get a lot of the cider flavor, and then you also do still get a lot of the cranberry too. Yeah. It's a really nice balance.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's if you're a fan of cran apple, tart. Then you're gonna love this.
And
I think apple makes cranberry more tolerable. Cranberry is kind of a really tart.
It can be it can be overpowering.
Definitely. And what's weird is my daughter. Drew, who has been on the show before, but we didn't drink beer. We drank soda.
I remember that.
Yeah. Carbonated Kiddo. Look it up. It's in the early days. Season one. She just turned 16. She, for some reason, based on commercials we see on Hulu or something for Ocean Spray, thinks that cranberry bogs are awesome, and she wants to work at one because it looks
because
cool.
Because the guy that's like, I'll protect
he's
you.
He's in the waiters like, and stuff.
She has a boy crush on the guy that's protecting
I don't
him.
Know. I don't know, but what's weird is we're going to acknowledge this fascination she has, and in October, on my birthday trip that we usually take, we're going to do a family trip up to Wisconsin. We're going to hit some breweries. There just so happen to be some cranberry farms up there. And there's just like two weekends a year, I guess, where they harvest and we're going to go. It just, it happens to be that weekend.
They flood it during the harvest.
Yeah. So we're legit going to take a cranberry farm tour.
Will they let her like put the pants on?
I think so. Like,
it'll be like awesome.
Yeah. We're going to be like, I'm going to be balls deep in cranberries.
Literally.
Yeah. So
I'm a little kid. We don't go like, we're waiting in corn, not in cranberry.
Yeah. So, I hope she appreciates it when we go. If she doesn't, it's like, what the hell, Drew? Like, we did this all for you as a surprise.
Just show her, like, the old Lucy, like, when she's stepping on the grapes to make the wine.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's not the same thing, but she might have
kind of
a little bit more core.
But you're not supposed to crush the cranberries.
No.
Water. But it's the idea of, like, you know, just...
Yeah.
Definitely work on the core, because you're... The thing that they don't romanticize is that there will be mud that you'll be walking through under the water.
Right.
And your boots will get stuck and you'll have to...
Boots?
Well, you know, the things that are...
It's mud, just walking. It's great for the feet.
They're attached to the waders so that you don't get soaking wet.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be a trudge.
Well,
but it'll be a magical,
it's not all glamour.
It'll be a never magical forget experience.
We'll get photographs and they'll be treasured for years to come.
I cannot wait.
Of the Wyckoff Cuvée family trip to the cranberry farm.
It kind of makes me think of The Simpsons where Bart like was going to take this vacation to like this villa, get away from his family.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and ended up going to the villa and it finds out it's like
he was
a
foreign exchange student.
Yeah, and he had to, like,
I watched that one recently. They had an Albanian kid come and stay with them in Springfield, and he tried to like send plans for the nuclear power plant back to Albania, and Bart was drinking antifreeze in wine and stomping grapes.
And they made him step on the grapes.
And he was like, sleeping with a donkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't he come home with an alcohol problem after that?
Probably.
Those kooky Simpsons.
What'll they pick up next?
I'm always getting into predicaments.
Oh, my
mom
goodness.
Has a big blue wig. Of course I'm going to be an alcoholic.
Homer. That's The Simpsons. It's a fantastic show.
Enough to drink, but he's not.
He's been a second grader for over 30 years.
Yeah,
just you know when you can't.
So yeah, he probably is an alcoholic.
Should be drinking Homer under the table by now, but in Springfield, time it does not exist.
Yeah,
the magic of television. But we're gonna do some magic of podcasting where. We're going to keep drinking this beer, and you're going to listen to a song all through the magic of editing. And this is another song from our band of the week, One Flew West. This is Best Worst Thing here on Drunken Lullabies.
Oh man, goddamn, how did I get here? Playing this game into my adult years, you know. Staying up late, trying to win you over. Sleeping all day so I can wake up sober tomorrow. But I won't give up on you. No, I can't give up on you. But I'll make it one day. Blood, I'm
And that was the best worst thing by One Flew West. And some people may say that the best worst thing ever in craft beer is glitter beer. Mm-hmm. And it's a hot topic. But before we get into that, it's a hot take on glitter beer. We're going to drink a staple in the Wyckoff family fridge. This is a Lagunitas IPA. You may have heard of them. They're out of Petaluma, California. This is their unique version of an ancient style, a style as old as the ocean trade routes of last century's great ships. Not as old as the equator they had to cross twice en route. That doesn't make any sense at all. We're just drinking an IPA I bought at Casey's. $9.99 for a six-pack, guys. So while we drink that, let's talk about it. Glitter beer. I shared it to the Beer Nerds Forum recently and just said, I'm just going to leave this here and walk away. I want to pee glitter. So I do.
It's a trend that I had not known about if it hadn't been for social media, because I have not encountered it in central Illinois. But I recently had like two friends post it on my Facebook wall because they know.
Because you're gay?
But I also love glitter.
Oh, okay.
I hate glitter. I refer to glitter as the herpes of art.
The herpes of crafts.
Yeah.
I have called glitter that. We actually had an episode where that's what the name was, the herpes of crafts.
You get it on
and
you
it was
once
glitter.
And
yeah.
But to be honest, though, if you can drink Goldschlager, you should be able to drink glitter beer.
I don't drink Goldschlager, though.
But if you do.
Glitter is amazing. It's a very big pain in the ass.
It gives a great visual effect, but it does nothing for flavor.
I've never had a glitter beard because I don't want to have to.
I was going to ask. I know Tim, obviously, with his beard.
If you love yourself, you'll never make a glitter beard.
I want to acknowledge this may be the most beardy show that we have ever had. I'm going to have to get somebody to take a photo. I am in the minority. Usually, I have a beard, but mine is well kept because I work for a bank. I work for a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
That I actually had to trim it up today.
True. You got to keep it clean.
I do. I got to.
I work for a Fortune 50 company.
Yeah.
I just work for a Fortune company. As long as it really needs to be.
Okay.
I love my company. But
let's get back to glitter beer.
Yeah.
Tim.
Yes, sir.
I remember I believe I sent it to you and maybe Katie Weish. Or no, Katie Weish told me that you had already. Tim was already on top of the glitter.
For once, I was on top of a thing that was cool that I had heard about a half hour to an hour before anybody else.
These kids on Facebook are talking about something.
Actually, it's I got a notification on my phone that there was a YouTube post about this beer show that I watch occasionally, and they had a glitter beer, and while I was eating at Fort Jesse Cafe.
Oh, nice.
Is when I saw it.
The best food in town, by the way.
And I immediately texted my supervisor and said, we need to make a glitter firkin. Then when I got back to the brewery, I went up to Jeremy, and he had also heard about it. And then, we decided that we were gonna go for it.
Obviously, I haven't watched this cool beer show that you learned about it on.
I showed it to you.
You did. But I had.
We saw the clips.
I had watched it.
Yeah.
If I followed that show, I would have known about it already.
You would.
So
it's all right,
though. Here I am, an hour late to trends.
It's all right. It's a pretty polarizing thing in the craft beer.
Some people think it's like the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, because apparently it's not digestible.
Well, no, it's edible. It's totally edible.
Edible. I mean,
you can eat it and it won't hurt you. You will poop it out.
Yeah. Well, gum is edible, but it stays in your system for
that's
7 years.
True.
And so are fingernails.
That's
I mean,
I heard an urban legend once that I used to bite my nails a lot as a kid, and my daughter does the same, but I haven't projected this horror onto her. But
rehab for that?
Somebody told me, they're like, oh yeah, so-and-so, he used to bite his nails, and like he got his appendix taken out, and then they cut it open. It was full of fingernails.
Oh.
And it's like, that's medically impossible. But as a kid, You believe it. Because they're an adult, and why would they lie to you?
Doing things privately by myself would cause my hand to grow hair.
I know what you speak of.
I was raised more in a Catholic family, you're going to hell.
I'm Lutheran. Yes. We can use birth control.
If you're doing that, you should be producing a child, not producing a sock.
Every sperm is sacred. Yeah. Monty Python. Yeah.
Yes. But I think glitter beer is a trend that's not going to be...
Like, it doesn't have legs.
It's not going to... No, it's not going to be a long...
It's going to be a flash in the pan.
Yeah, it'll be like the word IPAs. Pink on the back of girls' sweatpants. It's going to last like 6 months.
I definitely think that every brewery should make a glitter beer.
Do it while you can.
It's fucking awesome.
I just like... To me, it seems like it makes the beer look like a liquid bowling ball.
If you're into art, like you know it's a gorgeous, it's a gorgeous beer. The way it swirls in the glass, like looks amazing.
That bowling movie,
Kingpin.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say
that was
Big Lebowski,
the beer you would drink while bowling on Kingpin.
What's going to happen is some breweries are going to make glitter beer, and like you said, it's not really going to have legs, and eventually, we're going to click that on this day part of our Facebook profile. And we're like, glitter beer. Remember when that was cool? That that was fun. Yeah.
Remember when that 21-year-old girl drank so much of it that she choked to death?
She puked rainbows in glitter.
I mean, the glitter beer is something that showed up on social media of people who don't even drink craft beer.
I want to see, exactly. I think that's what it
is.
It's
going to be like a white girl, middle-aged wedding.
It was like that video.
I want to see a glitter puke.
Remember
puddle.
The video where the guys were supposedly drinking like beer with helium?
Helium. Oh, I cannot tell you how many times that was shared to mine. And they're like, you need to try this on the podcast. Yeah, I'm like, it doesn't exist.
I saw it, I was like, is that a thing?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I was like, oh, it's not a thing.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And then people still over the next
fake news.
Week kept sharing it on my page.
Hashtag
like,
fake news. Yeah, there's no such thing as helium beer. I can talk like this all I want to, but it doesn't mean my voice changed.
That'd be way better than glitter beer.
It annoys me to no end because like I know what goes on with that, and people think, you know, so like a nitrogenated beer, you put nitrogen and CO2 in it, and it makes a beautiful... Guinness stout or a
so you can put any gas in beer, right, Tim?
Well, no, actually, that is not true because helium is inert because it is actually a noble gas.
Okay, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, shout out,
Professor.
I'm going to tell you what I'm,
and that's why nobody lets me talk about science in public.
Science, Bill Nye, the science guy over here,
is official professor.
You have been wearing a lab coat in the recent.
I have a lab coat,
and it matches your beautiful new boots.
It does.
You have boots? White. Boops?
Yeah, if you've boops. Not watched boops. Boops. The Frickin' Friday boops. Videos that we posted.
I do still, share them on the Drunken Lullabies Facebook page.
I don't know that everyone has taken the time to watch them and realize the cinematic.
You're the cinematographer.
I'm all of the things.
Yes, you're the director.
The yeah.
Jeremy is the talent behind the talent.
Who writes the scripts, or do you allow them to just ad-lib?
Sometimes they're just made up on the spot.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Sometimes I have an idea and... The cast will add their own ideas, which creates. A
I will
more
honestly tell
product.
You, like 3 days before Friday, like which would be a Tuesday, right?
Yeah,
Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever.
It makes sense.
Jeremy's like, oh my god, Friday's coming up. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's stressful.
Are you on a sounding board?
No, hold on. And then like we sit there, and next thing you know, he's like, well, I'll figure it out. I'm like, I'm sure you will. It'll be just fine. I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
I mean, the Frickin' Friday is a lot of spontaneousness. Whoa. Hey, come on in here.
Who was that?
I don't know.
I don't know who that was.
I don't know who that was. It looked like Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, Mama Fratelli from the Goonies?
You just tried to kill me. I don't have a cousin, Francis.
That's a direct quote from the movie. No, Cousin Patty. Damn it. I messed it up.
You don't have a cousin, Patty.
That's take one, take two.
Same woman from Goonies.
Yeah, Mama Fratelli. Anne Ramsey is her name. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. She was the ugliest and funniest thing
ever. The face only a mother could love. Fine woman, though.
But can we get back to Frickin' Friday?
Yeah, back to Frickin' Friday.
So sorry.
How dare you divert?
When we first started doing the Frickin' Friday video, if you've watched, or if you can go back in time and watch, the very first video we did was a live Facebook video.
Live Facebook feed, and it was the only video that we've done that I did it in one take.
He did, yeah. But, however, there were bartenders scooping ice in the background because the beer hall had just opened. And then, like, a guy walks in the door, and he decided to greet everyone in the beer hall with a friendly... And I was like, are you serious? We're fucking doing a video. And so then we decided, let's just record these. And from that point on is when Tim could no longer deliver his lines, when he had to... when he knew there were more than one take.
Yeah. You have no idea.
I could relax a little bit and let my gums flap a bit.
But yeah, the first Frickin' Friday videos were mildly entertaining. I think we've like really grown.
They have. There's now an ongoing plot structure.
We're trying,
it's a soap opera.
We're trying to build something that we have
some kind of direction to go with.
Yeah.
This week, on Frickin' Friday.
Anyway. When you have no like guidelines, it makes it more difficult.
But you have no idea. Like after the on Friday night when we come home and we do our thing, we like cook dinner and we sit there and play video games, whatever. He'd be looking at his phone for a while. I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "I just could have done something more with this video. I don't know." He just started critiquing himself.
Directors
watching the next video. The next step I've noticed it's multi-camera.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to have multi angles. It's gonna require a lot of editing.
But you're gonna have wins.
I don't know if we're quite there yet.
Yeah,
you can't have like
you can't force
five
it.
Star every.
I think part of the appeal of the videos is that it's
not professional.
It is
it's
very
professional, but not.
It's like a Tommy Wiseau movie.
Yeah,
tearing me apart. Still,
we want it to look.
Jeremy does
homemade.
A great job, so I'm not saying he's not.
No.
Professional.
Yeah.
But
no, that's what I'm going. That's what you're going for,
that's
for
great.
That's why Tim was the perfect
choice.
But do choice.
Me one favor. You have
because Tim is not really the most outgoing person
or the
person that would say, I want to do the Frickin' Friday videos.
I'm pretty sure I was the first and last person they approached about it, though.
But you have to do me a favor. You have to use that stairs that comes, like... from upstairs down, like that's a huge like
it
staircase.
It is a huge.
You
staircase.
Have to use that staircase, and somebody.
I'm sure
some
Tim
point.
Will make a great
the one inside the brewery.
Yes, where you go to the offices.
Yeah,
The good thing though is that Tim is very agreeable.
You're gonna have to throw yourself
will
down
do
those
pretty
stairs.
Pretty much anything
like,
that I think
there are Facebook posts like pictures of me in a dress.
Oh, is that a sneak preview? Like, spoiler alert.
I'm
going to be in a dress this week.
We just mentioned the dress. I've worn a dress.
I mean, when you're descending a grand staircase.
As a joke.
An elaborate gown.
You could do like the Susan Lucci thing. That. Like, damn it, Tim Kleber. I'm like, throw it down and...
She always.
I don't know that reference.
I just
she never won an award, and then she finally did when she was like really old.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
She
whole,
was always
probably,
the bridesmaid, never the bride at the awards.
Finally, she won.
A lot of craft beer fans probably don't know a lot about
Susan.
Hashtag soapbox.
But
you know what? I'm straight, and I know. There's no excuse
I mean,
for them.
Any day that
come
I
on, Drunken Maniacs.
Sick from school. I ended up just laying on the floor watching soaps with
I watched
mom.
Price
like,
is Right.
What she would pump me
with
up.
Bob Barker.
Price is Right. I remember watching Price is Right with my great grandma.
All I remember
like,
is
during the day.
Like
during...
sands of the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Yeah. My mom was more of a General Hospital. Luke and Laura.
Yeah.
That was more of her stories.
I mean,
Guiding
stories.
Light. No,
that's another thing.
Yeah, that's what my grandpa called his westerns. His stories.
That's an older,
which,
older generation thing.
Yeah.
My grandmother called Golden Girls her
we
stories.
Had
a, oh, so, Golden like, Girls! A good saying. Good friend of the show, Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, loves him some Golden Girls.
Blake is a son of God.
Yeah,
he's just an angel.
I've bought Blake a couple Golden Girls t-shirts.
They actually have one at Target.
I think I bought him that one. It says Stay Golden.
Yes.
That was his birthday present
last
year. I
actually almost bought it myself, but it didn't have actual depiction of their faces. It was just like a black screen print over.
Oh, no.
T-shirt.
This had them as a four-piece
ensemble.
Well,
there's
ensemble.
Four of them, but it doesn't have like their skin tone, their eye color. It's just like
Black
screen print.
We've talked about Golden Girls.
The spoils
so
of
much.
Dating slash marrying someone who is a graphic designer.
Right.
Yeah. I just didn't
if it's
like
not
it.
Going to be the whole thing,
well, no,
why even do
that
it?
That wasn't him. That was me. I'm just like, I didn't. Mm-mm.
I mean,
so I ended up buying the
that was
Game
just
of Thrones
like a
t-shirt.
Cheap imitation.
It was. Of a gold I don't think B. Arthur's. To sell some shirts,
and they could have done it better.
She's not getting any royalties on that.
No, she's deceased.
So Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, no,
Betty White.
Betty White's the only one making any money.
She is
right now,
and she's gonna live forever.
She is. I'm pretty sure she has already.
Cheers to Betty White.
Yeah. Cheers to Betty
White. And cheers to our band of the week, One Flew West. We got one more song for you guys to enjoy. This is from 2015, Selective Memory. This is Had It All here on Drunken Lullabies.
Years back in a small town, spread like soft butter on the lips of the valley. You crashed down on me like a grand piano falling from a New York apartment in an old cartoon. Standing there in your warm flannel and frizzy hair, and if I dare to say your edges looked a little rough. You were UFOs, banjos, and rust. Crazy like the rest of us. We were like a family. The years go by and suddenly, when I'm gone, you're the song that keeps playing in my head. You get stuck growing up, but I there was nothing that you could say I wouldn't believe. White and black, just a matter of fact, it was all within our reach. The light catches up and the years might make it tough, like a callus on a fingertip you can bust. But in the lion's den, I'm thankful for your friend. You brought out the best in us. We were like a family. The years go by and suddenly, when I'm gone, you're the song that keeps playing in my head. You get stuck. Summer nights never seem to end. Festival lights illuminate the memories of the times with you that changed my life. You're the song that keeps playing.
That was Had It All. Thank you to One Flew West. They are a fantastic band that I think you guys should check out. And more importantly, check them out on social media. Just type in One Flew West. You'll find all the deets. But I wanted to mention that they are actually a Tunes ambassador for the Canned Aid Foundation, C-A-N apostrophe D, which is a nonprofit thing for Oscar Blues. Oh, they actually are, you know, big fans of Oscar Blues, Dale's Pale Ale, all that fun stuff. So check out One Flew West if you enjoyed what you heard. Find out where they're touring and all of that. But, you know, it's time now for us. We've already talked about them quite a bit because we have two employees.
Yeah.
But it's time now for the sponsor. Spotlight.
Like we said, we're professional.
That was
like
the best. That was the best sponsor spotlight.
Yes.
Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster. And now a word from my sponsor.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we got a crowler that I have been sitting on for a month.
Frankly, I can't believe they sell it in a crowler.
You think so?
Do they?
Well, I didn't know if they sell it in a crowler or if you just hooked me up.
Maybe I did.
I think that's what happened.
Maybe you can't get it in a crowler.
Yeah. I don't think you can.
All right. So
it's
remember,
okay when it's for
save a little things. In there. Just get a modest business. Pour. A modest pour. This is the Quadrupel. Which what does that mean, Tim?
So a quadrupel or a quadruple is a Belgian style.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
I mean beer. You can do your own thing with
like a tomato kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a Belgian style beer or a Trappist style beer that.
You're not a monk.
I'm not, but traditionally these kinds of beers were made by monks. Anything that ends with it, the EL.
The EL is the giveaway.
Single, double, triple.
It's a Belgian quad, clocking in at 11.6%. So that means we're closing it out like we brought it in.
Yep.
So Catholics were good for something.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah.
White guilt.
Very much so.
Yes.
So it's a big alcoholic beer. Lots of big yeast character. Lots of like clovey phenols. A lot of dark fruit kind of flavors. A little
totally
bit of cherry,
like cherry raisin fig.
Yeah, all those good things that your grandma tried to make you eat as candy. That's
plus,
not really candy.
Which I always loved
to make you feel nice.
If I had known it had alcohol, I probably
those would. Monks knew what they were doing.
It's a really good beer. And actually, full disclosure, I'm really not a big Belgian beer.
I'm not fan. Either. Freckles, that's her go-to, is the Belgian. Well, aside from IPAs, which that's mine.
Yeah.
She loves Belgians and those very, I don't know, they're tough for me to drink. I'll drink them. I enjoy them, but I can't drink them all the time.
I mean,
there's just too much going on, I think.
It depends very much on who made it. What did they
but
make
you
it
made
with?
This one, right?
We made this one. It's
so that means I like it. I'm contractually obligated to say I like
that's
it.
That's not true.
I'm just
that's
kidding. No, I would not. I would not say I like something that I don't, even if I am supposed to say so. That just goes against my punk rock mentality.
Put a sell out.
Yeah, but much like the Triton barley wine that I said was so fantastic and you brought me more of. Yeah,
which we bottled today.
When Distill does a fantastic heavy beer, I will acknowledge it. And I can drink this easier than I can drink a Dos Vidania.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dos Vidania, a lot of people love it, but I will be honest, I don't appreciate it as much as some people.
Sure.
And I'll own it. You know, that's just not my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I drink it, I like it, but I'm like, I'm good. I'm good till next year. Whereas some friends of mine are like, oh my God, if I could drink that every month, that would be heaven.
I think it's because the flavor and the sweetness and everything is so powerful that you're like, oh, this is so good.
It's like
good.
You can't.
Eat. It's like the blizzard that you have once a year because
you can't eat it
okay.
every day.
Yeah, what's your go-to blizzard?
Butterfinger.
Okay, Jeremy.
Cookie dough and chocolate ice cream.
Tim.
I'd have to go with Oreo.
Mine used to be Nerds. They don't even do that anymore.
No. Oh my
they
God.
They don't.
I forgot about that.
When I was a kid, Nerd Blizzard was my go-to.
I'm
and
so
pound it.
That.
And then I had to go to, I had to switch it up to either Butterfinger or Cookie
yes.
Dough. That's now my go-to. But I wish I could have a Nerds Blizzard again.
Fuck around with their cookie dough.
No.
Like they
put it
of
in
cookie
there.
Dough in there. Like you don't get a bite that doesn't have like 17 chunks of cookie dough in it. It's a lot.
Yeah. I actually had a mini panic attack because as you were going around favorite Blizzard
you're trying to figure out where the closest Dairy Queen is.
No, you referenced Blizzard in beer and I was like, oh, what is he talking about, a Butterfinger beer that you can't
no we're
it
talking
until you said
we're
yours.
Talking soft serve ice cream.
No, it's just one of those things that you can only have ever so often. Like I love Dos Vidania, but
hashtag treat yourself.
Well, Dos Vidania
because you can't stand it or because you're watching your
well
figure.
No but no
I don't watch
Dos
my figure
because I could drink Dos probably a bottle every day.
Really? I could. Yeah. That's what I'm but saying. I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But take. See, for me, I
even in
am
the summer.
Not good at holding on to beer. I can't cellar a beer
yeah.
at all.
I'm holding on for a hero.
All of the Dos Medania that I hoarded from our bottling stage
yeah.
is all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Every bottle, I don't have a drop of Dos Medania.
Well, what you
and
need
I
to
probably
do...
won't have another unless I get it at a festival or something.
I believe, yeah. According to a friend of mine, you just need to go to Indiana because...
Yeah, I saw that.
Dos Medania shelf turds. I don't... Okay, for those who don't know, shelf turds, it's a colloquialism for a beer that's sitting on the shelf for so long. But we're using it ironically because there is no... good reason for that beer to still be sitting on the
there's
shelves.
No, but yet, other than people in Indiana have no taste.
Exactly. Well, and there is Dos Medania for days. Dos for days!
Dos for days!
It's literally just because they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because if they had had it, they would get it.
I won't say Indiana as a whole. I'll just say whatever area that is in, they have no taste.
They've fallen off the edge of the earth.
Texas is the same way.
It takes a while for people to discover beer that they aren't told about.
Yes. Just in November, I have people who moved down to Texas, and they saw two bottles of Dos Medania.
Yeah.
They saw two bottles of 1920, which is a beer
that hasn't been available in years.
That was our
this
has been very available first in bottle
review. Yeah.
3 or 4 years.
We drank it on the show at the beer festival. Yeah.
If you find
Double A brought
that
a bottle,
a nice.
It was an antique roadshow, and somebody pulled in a bottle of 1920.
Yeah, the American Pickers tried to buy it off.
You better run
to
your car.
Yeah. We had one batch of that beer, and that was the very first bottle we released along with this.
It was like a wood grain label.
Yeah, it was cheery,
which caused a lot of problems.
It was a pain in the ass for our labeler.
Hashtag never again.
We did it one more time.
Did you?
Yeah.
We're initially reached and true.
Why not?
One more time.
We had already bought them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Hashtag
there's
one more time.
Only two bottles that have that cherry veneer label.
And I had one around Christmas time, and it was holding up exceptionally
well. The 1920 is still delicious.
We actually
still
had one delicious. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, two Arizona. More years, that's a century.
Yeah.
You know, you got to bring it back for 2020 with Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs.
All we got to do is get some crowdfunding
to
get
to Hugh
Hefner. We need a French oak cognac footer.
Yeah. So,
to make that beer again.
You know, people send us money to buy one.
There you go. Kickstarter. Let's get that footer going. But what's time? I think it's time. I feel like we should play a game right now. I think it may be time.
I love games.
It's been a few weeks. But I think we have the right group of people. I can only do this with people I'm friends with. It is time to play Most Likely To. That's not what I was going for, but I appreciate it.
I don't know.
That's just what we came up with, spur of the moment.
Do what you do when you say what you want to say. With or without me, God for me. Scheme what you scheme when you're thinking of yourself. You're most likely.
All right, it's time for Most Likely To. This week brought to you by Distill Brewery. We are going to finish our quadrupel because it's a big-ass can. The rules of the game, for those of you who haven't listened to past episodes, what we're going to do, I'm going to read a topic. Most Likely To blank. And we are going to stick our fingers up in the air, and on the count of three, we're going to point at who we believe is the most likely to do that thing.
Oh.
Whoever gets the most votes has to take a drink, and that is how we finish the crowler.
That sounds so horrible.
All
can
right.
we vote for ourselves?
You cannot. You cannot vote for yourself.
Rule.
So, that and a lot of times, I'm absolved as the host, but this time I will allow me to be... available as an option. So there's only four of us.
Okay.
I did this once with about 10 people in the room, and I was not involved.
they would pick you every time.
Yeah. So, you know, and some of them will be nice questions. Some of them maybe a little racy. We'll see. But, here we go. Okay. Fingers up. Most likely to be the best at math in one... two, three. Oh, so that's a tie. I voted for Tim because he wears a lab coat. And Jeremy, you also voted for Tim.
Yeah.
But yet Tim and Nathan voted for you, so you both have to take a drink.
Tim voted for Nathan.
I vote for Nathan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Tim. So I have Tim asked to drink.
I'm terrible at math.
So am I.
I have to use a calculator.
Okay.
How can you be an amazing scientist and be bad at math?
It's a calculator.
He's only a scientist.
It's called a phone.
I'm a bio major.
Okay. All right. Fingers up. Round two. Remember, don't point until the count of 3, 2, 1. Point. Jeremy, I'm looking in your direction. Who is most likely to have always been the heartbreaker? 3, 2, 1. Point. You can't vote for yourself, but it's
yeah, come on.
Oh, so we have a 2 for 2 because Jeremy and I voted for Nathan, but Nathan and Tim voted for myself. So we both have to take a drink. Cheers to you, sir, breaking those hearts.
I was. When were you born? A heartbreaker.
1978.
I mean, I do love
1981. So
right behind each other.
Yeah.
I love you for the Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
But
No.
About heartbreak.
All right, fingers up. Who is most likely to watch romantic movies? 3, 2, 1. Point. Jeremy, 3 to 1. Take a drink.
Look at that.
That is a lie. It is a lie.
I would rather watch a superhero movie or a horror movie.
I am the one that loves.
Yeah, you like the rom coms.
I gladly take your drink.
I like rom coms as well.
Movies too. We're always learning. Well rounded.
All right, this next one. This is one of the more racier ones. This comes from listener and former guest Kevin Clark, aka Kebmo Slice. Fingers up.
Appendages up.
Most likely to click on hentai and accidentally, but not close it right away and still watch it. Do you guys know what hentai is?
I don't know what that is.
Hentai is Japanese tentacle porn.
Oh.
Usually animated. So.
Keep your finger up, places.
Most Jeez. Likely to accidentally click on that, but not close it right away. 3, 2, 1. Point. Oh, we have a Mexican standoff. All four of us are pointing at different people, so we all have to take a drink.
We all pointed at Nathan.
Yeah. You both. Oh, I thought you were pointing at Jeremy. Nathan, no, you have to take a drink then. Okay.
Sorry, I don't like tentacles.
He's in a weird chair.
There you go, Kevin.
I'm pretty sure that was.
Are you okay with that, Jeremy? It usually plays out all right.
National Geographic, for God's sake.
Nathan clicks on anything. Like if you design something to bait people into clicking, Nathan is the person that will click on that.
Gotcha. Okay.
But what is that?
Clickbait.
Clickbait.
All right. Yep. Fingers up. Who is most likely to have weird phobias? 3, 2, 1. Point. Three of us pointing at Jeremy.
What?
Do you have any weird phobias?
No. I don't even think I'm afraid of anything weird.
You like clowns?
What are you afraid of?
I'm not really afraid. I'm afraid of like when bees or wasps fly close by me.
Yeah.
Just in your proximity.
Which I think that he
is the most normal American.
We just think you're neurotic, yeah. I guess, is what that comes down to.
But definitely bees and wasps.
He's the most normal person, actually.
Like even a snake, I could probably be okay unless it was rattling.
I'm a snake. I'm a snake.
If you don't know that meme, go look it up. It's great. All right. Fingers up. You still have to take a drink, sir. You can still take a drink with your finger up in the air. Who is most likely to accidentally kill someone? 3, 2, 1. Point. You can't vote for yourself. I pointed at Nathan. Nathan, who? Okay, so.
I was going to vote for myself.
2 for 10.
Yeah. Okay.
We deal with some weird lab chemicals.
Tim might accidentally explode.
I wouldn't do it on purpose.
Accidentally. Yeah. Of course, never on purpose.
Like, well, I'm sorry I give you that vape pen that had those bad batteries.
All right. Well, we've got one left. So here we go. Fingers up.
All right.
Who is most likely to die of something stupid? 3, 2, 1. Point. I have 2 votes. I'm the dumb one. I'm gonna die on air in this podcast.
No,
I'm across the streams and electrocute myself. Pen. Yeah, Tim has to go pee, so we're gonna vamp. So anyway, that was Most likely too. You guys did you have fun?
Yeah,
I think I should try that with my close friends.
I learned a lot about myself.
The only thing, the only fear I have is that someone would start voguing and start like pointing at everybody in the room and like do all this weird thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend
I
that.
I don't like that.
All right.
The game wasn't quite that fast paced.
No. We, you know, we're drinking. Yeah. We try to keep it at a medium pace.
Well, so we know that you'll actually try to kill people.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm going to die in a weird way.
Yeah.
I'm really curious as to which way that is going to be.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hi, Brian. Come on in.
Pay no attention to the man
behind
the door.
We're just finishing up our episode here. Mr. White Oak himself, my co-host on Craft Beer Digest. Brian just popped in while Timmy Tim is making a little pee-pee.
So you got to meet Tube Cleaver.
Yeah, we did. We talked quite a bit about it. What are you drinking there?
A little bit more haze.
Oh, the beer in which we mentioned earlier is a reference to him.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Hayes. I didn't see you there. Oh, we made him do a read. We made him do that line.
Dramatic read.
Yeah, you guys can, you can share the microphone there for the end. There you go.
Two-part harmony into this microphone.
Yeah, we're going to.
Conversation hearts are coming back into favor.
Like I said, I'm going to send you home with a free four-pack courtesy of Distill Brewery. They paid for them.
Yes, thank you.
In a way.
They didn't give me any of these at work.
Oh, yay.
But again, don't eat the lemon ones, Jeremy.
No, I know.
No.
I only make a mistake one time.
I'm no dummy.
I'm no dummy. All right, well, it's time now. We finished our game. We have drank all the beers. It's that time where I play the Ultimate Warriors theme song and I yell really loud into the microphone because it's time for us to say what our favorite beer was because it's time for Picks of the Week! Jeremy, what was your favorite beer of the week?
I'm going to go with the Quadrupel.
That's weird. You're voting for the beer that you supplied me with.
We had.
I'm just kidding. It's not weird.
Beer, so the chance I pick one.
It is the probability of a distilled beer being selected as pick of the week is 50% this week because we drank two of them. I increased the odds given that two distilled employees were joining me for this episode. Nathan,
I'm sorry, but I'm marrying into the distilled family, and I also love this beer.
Okay, so not the cider, not the cranberries.
The cider, actually, I'll give props to the cider because I generally don't do ciders because they're so damn sweet.
They are.
It's like, no offense.
But that one's like a little more bitter.
But it's like a white girl drink when I think of ciders. I think of somebody that doesn't want to come
basic.
Outside the box.
Yeah.
And if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you'll see my post where the guy was like, can I get a Red Zeppel ale? And she's like, can I get you a coloring book?
I've
you
seen
bitch
that.
Ass. And yep. Some crayons. So I don't do cider. I just don't do it. But that beer was actually really good. It was a very good beer.
It's a cider. It's not a beer.
Brian,
you
weren't here for the full episode, but you're here now. You're still just drinking the White Oak Haze.
I'm chugging dregs.
Okay. Yeah, we had a barley wine.
This is really nice. So.
Just a little. We had a cranberry cider, and then we had a Lagunitas IPA. And then we had,
we sure did.
And then we had a distill Quadrupel.
I drank like a quarter ounce of each one of them.
Yeah.
And in the quarter ounce sample, I would have to say that the cider takes it.
Yeah,
night.
Cider. All right.
The same way. It's got that nice tart acidity from the cranberries. It balances out.
There you go. Circle gets a square.
It's really nice.
Doctor.
Professor.
I'm sorry. Ginger, Marianne. They're in the back.
Mr. Foam Head. Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't go to 4 years of undergraduate school to be a doctor for nothing. I would say that my favorite was the barrel-aged barley wine.
Wow. He's not a company man, Jeremy. You need
to
cut him loose.
I am.
Good, but I didn't think it was as good as the quad, and we can have our own opinions. That's fine.
I'm more of a barley wine, imperial stout,
okay,
and then any of those aged in a barrel. is what I'm about. So
okay.
Barley alcohol.
And Central Waters does really solid work.
They do.
With barley wines and stouts aged in a barrel.
And they have a chicken foot on their bottle caps for some reason.
Look at that.
Or it's a weird peace sign. I'm not sure which.
Don't they have a crane like, on their label?
There's a guy at the
They're big Sammy Hagar fans at Central Waters. Chicken foot, his side project after Van Halen. For the uninitiated. Central Waters like sponsored the band Chickenfoot. I'm just letting you know, like Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar, Joe Satriani, and I think the dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers that looks like Will Ferrell on drums, sponsored by Central Waters Barley Wine.
Isn't that Will Ferrell's brother?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Shake and bake. All right. Well, my pick of the week, I'm going with the majority. I'm also going with the Quadrupel. Yeah.
It's a solid beer.
It is. Really, 11.6 really is solid. 11 is my lucky number, and 11% makes that a lucky night for me. So maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
Who knows?
But hey,
yeah. Brianna can tell.
The other half.
Only Freckles will, yeah. That's up to her at this point. And I've been gone all night podcasting. So we will see how that goes. But
so you're having ham and cheese when you get home?
No, I have Buffalo Wild Wings leftovers.
Oh, nice.
So tomorrow is going to be a rough day.
Buy a card and flowers.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Or chocolate. Always. Everybody loves chocolate, right?
No matter if it's fresh or leftover.
Yeah.
Are you a salesperson for the Buffalo Wild Wings?
He is.
Yeah.
I don't sell any buffalo wings.
Well, you guys.
You're good account for both of us.
Yeah. Not in Pekin. I don't get to drink Distill or White Oak at B-Dubs in Pekin.
What?
Yeah, something needs to change. I have to drink the Lagunitas and the...
Well, you don't have to, but you choose to.
I could drink Peoria Brewing Company, but I know that's 6 months old, and I'm not going to order that.
At the least.
Hashtag RIP.
Big cut.
Anyways... Go visit our friends at Industry Brewing. That beer's at least fresh. So anyways.
And good.
Yeah. Brewmaster
not
Brian Buss.
I'm excited to go for my first visit to Industry
Brewing. Yeah, you guys haven't done that yet. Hit me up when you're in town.
I have a whole...
Yeah, you got a bearded owl. Tour. You got to hit Industry. Tans and Hops. You can drink some White Oak.
They opened the new brewery.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Actually, I had not been to the old place.
Oh, nice.
I've only been to New Rodeo.
Eh.
There's some stuff to do, though.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff to do on Water Street.
Peoria's
go to a museum.
Town.
Go to an IMAX movie.
It's like going to Springfield, Illinois.
Go to the Rhythm Kitchen and hear some blues.
Springfield, the capital city. Peoria is just as exciting.
Capital city.
I can only say that because I was born and raised in Springfield, and it's not that fun.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Library.
It is the home of the horseshoe, though. So
it is. The horseshoe is delicious.
They do have... A lot of locally owned restaurants in Springfield that make delicious food, which is not as common here in Blono. There's far fewer.
Fort Jesse.
What are you talking about? There's Fort Jesse.
Fort Jesse. I'm hearing Fort Jesse.
Fort Jesse.
Have you heard of a chili?
We don't have as many.
What?
The chili parlor in Springfield. Yeah, I've heard.
I know nothing of the thing.
Well, cheers to Stephen Hawking and Fort Jesse Cafe.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking, the inventor and owner of the Fort Jesse Cafe. Cheers to.
Yes.
I like horseshoes
a lot.
I don't even know what just happened, but this is The Voice, yes, and I would like to thank you guys for joining us here this week. Jeremy, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back and doing this nonsense. Nathan, thank you for stooping low enough this evening.
Yes, it took enough drinks to get me there, but
to participate in these shenanigans. Good. Again, you guys were active audience members during Craft Beer Digest, which I appreciate, and you kept...
Rhyming.
And you were quiet. Yeah, you did mime, which was completely unnecessary, but appreciated for the audio quality.
I work in a kitchen, so I could say lots of things with lots of cuss words. But
yeah.
I reframe.
That's the classy, better educated, classier.
Yes, but you have a religious mother.
I do.
Oh, okay. Well,
no.
Oh, that's a whole nother show.
No. I wasn't getting there. I'm just saying that's the reason why.
Anywho.
All right. Well, that will wrap it up for this week here on Drunken Lullabies. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to check out our band of the week, One Flew West, if you dug the music you heard. We'll be back next week with some more shenanigans. I think it's... I'm feeling the itch to talk about wrestling again. It could be time for Drunkamania 3. Whoa. I don't want to alarm you guys, but I think Drunkamania 3 is on the way. So stay tuned for that. No, it's going to be fantastic. You don't even know what you're about to hear. So, all right. Well, this is The Voice coming to you live from the White Oak Brewing Tap Room in Normal, Illinois, saying you don't have to be drunk. No, that's the wrong show. That's the movie show. May your music be loud and may your beers be cold. I have too many fucking podcasts. I can't keep my slogans backwards. Hey, Vern, this is I do an Ernest podcast, too, once a month. Did you know about that? It's called The Importance of Seeing Ernest, where I watch an Ernest show with my two friends, Jason and Derek, once a month. And
what's the one where Camp we talk about beer and music?
This is the one where you talk about beer and music.
I got the wrong one.
I know. And then I say, may your music be loud and may your beers be cold. We're going full circle, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.